Okay, let's get to the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Julie Lavender is a jazz musician and host of Dream Farm Radio in New Hampshire. She joins us once again here in the studio. Julie, great to have you back.
Hey, it's so good to be here.
And you wanted to introduce us to a couple of groups today. First, the New Hampshire pianist and composer Mark Shalansky. This is from his new album, Fugue Mill. This piece is called RFD7. Julie, what caught your ear about this one?
Well, we feature synergy jazz, and what I like about what Mark Shalansky does here is he creates this beautiful synergy of Americana, world, and folk classical music, and it weaves through this classical aesthetic, and yet it has a very approachable pop and folk vibe. So you'll hear in his music something that just kind of reaches out and grabs you from a different perspective. When you're expecting and you're thinking about jazz, you're not expecting this, but there's something that also resonates in that sort of roots American thing that we share that that comes alive in what he does.
What do you mean you're not expecting this when you're expecting jazz?
Well, one of the things I hear is people say, well, Julie, what you do isn't jazz. But see, what I like is the idea of how jazz music, jazz voicings, jazz sensibilities can reach into any style. So you'll hear how Mark, who is incredibly gifted and talented arranger, composer, loves every kind of music, is actually wrapping jazz idioms and ideas around Celtic music, around American blues ideas, and even a jazz standard, which we're going to feature here called Body and Soul. Man, you hear what that sounds like with Americana wrapped around a jazz standard, it'll blow your mind.
Let's listen to that. It almost sounds like a tango.
It does, but when you hear those ideas of the guitar and that kind of little light driving drum sound and the idea of the fiddle on the violin, you're not expecting to hear Body and Soul out of that, and yet it wins you completely over. And this is what Mark does with his music. He's really masterful in so many ways, and he really is infectious when you hear him playing. And in fact, one of the pieces that we were going to feature really comes from this idea of the reel, and R-E-E-L, and the dance and the aspect. So in his work here, he's got piano, violin, guitar, mandolin, bass, percussion.
Wow.
And even his wife is a gorgeous soprano, classically trained musician. And she even sings on this album. And what a melange, really. What a juicy jazz stew, honestly.
Well, let's listen to Really, and that is R-E-E-L-Y. These pieces very different from each other.
They are, but you really will hear the consistency and the coherence. He really has the superstars of the Eastern Seaboard on this project, and he is flawless in his sensibilities of how he is able to present various styles in a cohesive way with his writing and also show off the gift and talents of others. He writes in a classical way, you know, where he's got these various melodic lines that relate to each other. Mm. And yet, at the same time, they can shoot off into improvisation that will take you to the moon.
Well, let's get to another group that you wanted us to know about. This is the Fretful Porcupine. This is the Porcupine Shuffle performed on your show, Dream Farm Radio. Now I feel like I'm in the 1800s. The group is described on its website, by the way, as a roots chamber music duo.
Right. And what you heard there was the violin being performed by Jake Amerding, and Kevin Goza was on the saxophone. And he's quite a trained jazz musician. They say this is finely crafted roots chamber music made up of saxophones, wires, and wood. Hmm. They combine what they call honed professional chamber music, which is highbrow, and finally crafted with down-home, low-brow roots music that's made on back porches and dance halls and so forth. So if you listen long enough, you're definitely going to hear these jazz ideas woven throughout that. And the Fretful Porcupine name, of course, just amuses me. That comes right out of Hamlet. I had to look that up. Hmm. But so you have this very highbrow reference to Shakespeare infused with this idea of this kind of lowly porcupine guy and this approachability of their music.
Why they need to be fretful, really, porcupines?
Well, it's a joke about frets, I think. But yeah, porcupines really have not so much.
They don't have much to worry
about.
Yeah,
they can defend themselves.
Let's get to another one from Fretful Porcupine. This is Invocation in B. It is unusual to hear that saxophone along with the strings.
Yeah, and again, they're very improvisational. So you have to kind of listen, and you'll see that they spin out something that really does kind of bring you into a jazz realm. And they ask really important philosophical questions about what music really is. They have this thing about talking about the thingness of music. In other words, we have tended to make music this idea, this virtual idea that is somehow in the ethos. But music is really a physical thing. It is sound waves in space and time. It is a sculpture in space and time. So they very rarely actually just release recordings. They're all about people coming to the live experience because the sculpture in space and time can only ever happen that one time.
That there's something very different about having that group perform in your barn than even hearing it from a distance.
Right. So if you go to their website, you'll see videos of live experiences where people shaped and what happened. And when I was talking to Jake about this, we were remarking about that, how as performing musicians, we're definitely affected by what comes across. So the audience will change how the music is played. And so this sculpture in space and time is something they advocate very passionately about preserving versus just this disposable music, or actually music is becoming in some way devalued because it's so cheap and easy. You can get it for nothing. You expect high quality. You don't have to give anything of yourself to get it. So I love what they're doing.
Julie Lavender, a jazz musician, you'd have to be one to be able to speak so eloquently about the process of performing music and having an audience there with you. She's also the host of Dream Farm Radio in New Hampshire. We've got more about that at hereandnow.org. Julie, thank you so much once again for joining us.
What a delight. Thank you.
And if you haven't already, please sign up for our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. It's got all of the songs from all of our DJ sessions.